Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, the current WBC and WBA super lightweight champion boxer, Jessica McCaskill. She's back in the ring at the Wintrust Arena on the 12th of October against her old foe, Erica Farias. Jessica's been boxing since 2008, but it's only been recent that she's taken the professional circuit by storm. A product of Southern Illinois, now all Chicago, the champ. Jessica McCaskill, Caskilla, in studio tonight on Extension 720. Great to have you here. Thanks for coming in studio.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this is a big deal to get back in front of the crowd at the Wintrust Arena. What does it mean for you to defend the belts?
Well, defending the belts is now my job. It's my business 24/7. And so to have two to defend is a big deal. Last time I fought with Erica, I had zero, came out with one, and now there's two on the table. So it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
What is the biggest change for you being a champion? Obviously, you have to continue to work hard and all that kind of stuff because it never stops. But being on the other side where you're the champ, what's the biggest change?
When I first got here in Chicago in 2012, I could maneuver around the streets. Nobody knew me. Just throw some headphones on and put my hood up. And now people stop me wherever I am and whatever I look like, you know. And so that's kind of a weird thing, still trying to get used to that. And I walk down the street with my Chicago scowl on, like, you know, and then when somebody says, hey, and they recognize me from boxing, it's this immediate change. It's like, oh, hi, you know.
It may help that maybe we have the belts on. That might be a giveaway, right?
Yeah, definitely. No, but
you said you came to Chicago in 2012 and you started boxing in 2008-ish. What drew you to boxing? Because you've been athletic your entire life.
Exactly. So just in college and not really playing any college sports and just always being in the gym. And then after college, there was just something else I needed to do. And I was given like a gift card for a kickboxing class. So it was a month long class. And then once that was over with, I realized I did not need to kick above my head for any reason. And so there was a gentleman that was teaching boxing in the same facility. And so I just transitioned over to him.
To go from something being an amateur pursuit or something that's really just about fitness to going after a professional career and being a champion, was there a switch that flipped somewhere in there?
It's a little bit, because there's one side where you see where you don't fit in anymore on the amateur circuit, and you're kind of like powering through these girls, and you've been tested and approved, and so it's just time to move on. And then there's the other side where it's like, I'm a professional athlete. Like, not a lot of people can say that. And so that's a really cool part of it.
Do you find that, what has been the biggest difference besides being recognized? Does the regimen change? Do you, to obviously go from amateur to professional, is it a whole different experience in the gym?
It's constantly changing. And that's why we keep getting better and stronger. We're always looking for things that will help out all of us, not just me. We have Kim Carlson that's fighting for the 2020 Olympic trials. We have Summer Lin, who's doing her pro debut the same night that I am. We have a couple of other fighters as well. And so as a team, we're always looking to push each other and keep the competition high. So the regimen changes. Strength and conditioning is different. We're in the pool, different things.
There's a physical part of this, but there's also the mental. Obviously, being a champion and talking about being competitive and being team members. Mm-hmm. But you, at the end of the day, when you get in the ring at the Wintrust Arena, you're fighting in front of fans and people that are screaming and yelling. Is that, do you have to think differently about boxing when you go from amateur and even the early days of being a professional to being a champion?
I feel like it's a lot of the same thing, and the way that we've always been trained is to focus. So when I'm in the ring, no glasses, no contacts. So I have a little bit of a tunnel vision because I can't see out of a certain range, really. So it's very helpful. And I'm trained to hear Rick's voice, so he could probably say something under his breath right now and I could hear him. But it's a whole tunnel vision kind of a thing, and so it doesn't matter what crowd you're in front of, it's going to be that same focus.
You know, there's obviously fans who are truly boxing fans. They they get into it, they understand it, and then there's the casual fan that may know more about their boxing from movies, from Rocky or Creed or something like that. You know, listening to you talk and think about the tunnel vision and the training and everything. Do the movies get it right? I went back and I watched, I think it was Rocky 3, and I'm like, it would take three of these punches for this person to be out, and instead there were like 6,000 in this fight. But do the newer boxing, do boxing movies get it right?
I feel like they get the training right. Some of those training regimens, like on Creed, are pretty awesome, and I've had people who have had me reenact some of those running scenes from Creed for whatever kind of, you know, photo shoot or whatever we're doing, and I think I ran like 3 miles like that. It's just like intense. It's like, okay, we're going to back up the van and we're going to have you sprint one more time. It's like, okay, sure, let's do it.
How much mental focus do you have to train to do that kind of stuff and to up it and know you're getting close to a match?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it gets kicked up a gear.
It has to be precise from every little detail. So for a regular day for me, let's take a Monday. I get up at 3:50 in the morning and I leave the house by about 4:20 to get to my training at 4:45 to train for an hour and then be at my desk at work at 6 o'clock. And then there's an afternoon workout. And then there's also an evening workout. I'm training other fighters, other classes, and then I might have sparring. So I might not get home until about 8:30.
When you say at your desk at work, are you talking about a real job?
Yeah, I work
at you have a job.
Yeah, investment banking. I work in the regulatory department, so I'm crunching numbers all day. I got a nerd side.
Now, how much of that is just necessity and the fact that, boxing is can only be so lucrative at one point, and how much of it is just the fact that you have dual careers?
I think it's a little bit of both. I came here to Chicago for a job, and I've always been, corporate minded. And, that was kind of my fight as a female and kind of growing up with a corporate mindset and, wanting to be in communications and different things like that. My degree is in communications with a minor in theater and dance. And I've just always been a working person. And then boxing came along and I didn't want to sacrifice one for the other. And so I make it work. And RJ O'Brien, that's who I work for. And they are very supportive. They sponsor me.
I was going to say, they recognize they have a champion, right?
Yeah, they love it. I give some, we have these pep talks, professional enhancement program, personal enhancement program, either one, whichever. And so I talk a lot about my background and where I came from and my story and just kind of how to, overcome and things like that.
Jessica McCaskill is my guest. She is the current WBC and WBA super lightweight champion. And she also is Kaskilla.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jessica is our guest on Extension 720, a big match coming up on the 12th of October over at Wintrust Arena. Yes. And so tickets available for that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more with Jessica McCaskill in studio on Extension 720. Stay with us. And the belts. The belts are here, too. Welcome back to Extension 720 on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Jessica McCaskill, Kaskilla, in studio with me, the current WBC and WBA super lightweight champ. You have a quote, and it was in the press release that was sent, that grabbed my attention, just about the fact that women have to be ready. Mm-hmm. They have to be more prepared and ready to fight at any given notice by the nature of the sport. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? The fact that business-wise, that there's just more pressure put on women to be ready to fight?
There's a different path for male boxers and female boxers. Male boxers usually take a while to get to a belt. They have certain people they have to get through, and the list is longer because there are more men fighting. Females, there are less women fighting, and I have 2 world titles in less than 10 fights, so that's kind of observation of that fact. And so part of the things that have gotten me to this point right now is, we're always in the gym. We don't have camps, quote unquote camps. Right after this fight, I'll be at the gym on Sunday. I might not hit anything for about a week, but I'll be training. I'll help other people. I'm there. My presence is there. If other fighters have fights coming up, I'm there to help them. I'm not taking vacation and taking long breaks.
You can't afford to say I'm not ready to fight.
No, I've got to stay on weight or close to it. I have to be in shape. If somebody else were fighting for the IBF title in a couple of months and then one of those people broke their hand and they need somebody to fill it, I'm waiting for that phone call. I might call them, be like, hey, I heard, so what's up? So it's just one of those things to always be in the position to gain in this business.
There's so much I want to ask about just how the business operates, because I don't know about the inner workings. You work with Rick Ramos and Rick Ramos Boxing. How does that work to have a trainer and to sign with a boxing company? When you talk about putting phone calls in and schmoozing and trying to get to the work. Mm-hmm. Is that a lot about what this is? Not unlike Hollywood?
Oh, it's definitely about putting in the miles behind the scenes, contacting people or making sure that you have a presence on social media and knowing that people know who you are and know that you're in the gym. Eddie Hearn, he looks at my feed, he watches my stories. He sees when I'm in the gym and he knows I'm ready to fight and he doesn't even worry about that. So it's a lot about putting yourself out there and making sure that you're networking, you're communicating. We go to fights in New York. We're not fighting, but, Matchroom is there, or we go to Wisconsin. I'm not fighting, but Warriors is there. They're both my promotional companies. And so I'm showing face, I'm showing the belts, I'm getting pictures of people, gaining more fans. That's going to be dollars down the road. You have to do things that are going to turn into dollars. That's a lot of what I've learned from Rick Ramos.
It is amazing because Chicago has such a long history with boxing, and you don't see it as much anymore, but the Wintrust Arena seems to be bringing it back. Yep. Do you feel that? Do you feel that this is a boxing town?
Yes, and it's frustrating when people say that, you know, boxing is dead in Chicago, because it's not. I feel like people don't know how to do it right, and we've been cultivating fighters to prepare to fight for Chicago, or we represent Chicago. We go out for a lot of amateur tournaments and things like that, and this is a Chicago fighter. So we're trying to put Chicago on the map for fighting, for boxing, for female boxing in particular.
Okay, so when you say you're going to be in the gym a Sunday after the match, you may not be hitting. What is the recuperation time? I mean, we'll talk about the injury part of this. I mean, obviously, this is a very violent sport. How does your body respond after the pummeling you get from, even in a win?
Yeah. And sometimes it's not so much as to the injuries that I may have. It just may be precaution. And, you know, as fired up as I may be as the fighter, my team takes care of me, and they tell me to sit down and have a seat when I need to. And I listen to that because I know that they can maybe see things that I can't. So I usually don't hit anything for about a week, depending on, you know, the gloves or how rough the fight is. My hands may be swollen.
Because there's so much always put on head. Mm-hmm. And concussions when it comes to this kind of sport. But I would think that other parts of your body, even the obviously ribs and chest area, but mm-hmm. your hands, yep. Because of the fierceness of the whole thing, there's always something with them.
Yeah, this last fight was really great as far as my hands were concerned. You always come out with, you know, bruises and a lot of bruises on the shoulder, which is kind of odd. But just clashing as much as you do, your bodies clash a lot. In this last fight, I had a cut on my eye, so I had stitches for the first time in my life. So that was
the first time in your life.
In my life, as rough as I am, yeah, it's much of
you
a tomboy.
You have two belts right in front of us. She's talking about the fights that you have. The first time in my life, I had stitches.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so that was interesting. She asked me if I wanted to use the glue, and I said, "Well, which is going to hold? Because I'm going to keep doing this."
Right,
so she's
right.
Like, "Let's use real stitches." But I think it might have come from a headbutt, you know, closer to the end of the fight. But yeah, that's cuts and a lot of brain damage type worrying type of things. But
do you worry about that stuff? Do you worry about concussions or long-term damage to the brain?
There's a lot of things to worry about. There's your teeth. You know, you can lose nerve sensitivity in your teeth. And from there, you lose your teeth and you have to get fake teeth. There's fighters that have flashers. Where their eyesight is messed up, or they see like these lights on the sides of their eyes. And then maybe your hearing, if you get popped in the ear real good, mess up your eardrum. And then, of course, you know, brain damage and communication starts to slow down. And, you know, we've seen that happen.
It's such a fascinating world to be in because it is a sport that has been male dominated for so long. Mm-hmm. But you have seen in the last couple years, whether it's boxing or even UFC and mm-hmm. other areas, where women have become the stars. Do you mm-hmm. feel that boxing, because there has been a moment for boxing that has passed in the way that you don't really have beyond the heavyweight champ common recognition of yeah. all the boxers. Do you think that women, the women's side of the sport has a moment right now?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think they had a large moment maybe early 90s with Leila Ali and a lot of those other female fighters, and then it died out, and then they added female boxing to the Olympics, and that's when it started to kind of rise again, and then some of those Olympians turned into professional fighters, and now we have a lot more attention on female boxing. And then of course most fight fans like MMA and boxing, you know, mm-hmm. so then you're looking at the UFC and Bellator and those other outlets. So I think we're having a big moment right now. And it's just one of those things like, will it keep going? Will the fighters come up behind us and keep it going?
Okay. So my last question to you is a little bit, because we know all about, or we're always told what it's like to win.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to lose? When you put your body and your mind and on the training, everything on the line, and it comes down to a decision mm-hmm. or maybe not a knockout, but just didn't go your way, mm-hmm. what's that experience like for a boxer?
It can be devastating, but it can also be everything that you need it to be. There are some super intense moments after a loss in the gym because you're so focused and you're so willing to just put your body through anything to get that skill up, or to push yourself a little extra so that you know that you're in shape, or to just prove to yourself that no matter what happens, the next time you're going
to
win?
Of course, I asked that question to the champ, who has two belts in studio, the current WBC and WBA super lightweight champ, Jessica McCaskill, in studio. McCaskilla is going to be at the Wintrust Arena on the 12th of October, taking on an old rival in Erica Farias. Jessica, thanks so much for coming in studio, talking to us about your career, and sharing the belts with us here on Extension 720.
Thanks so much for having me.